Key political parties are set to see a significant reduction in MPs after new regulations were issued, reducing the number of constituency candidates. For example, the Pertai Party's strongholds, the North and the Northeast, will lose 13 seats in Parliament, while the Democrat Party could lose 6 MPs, as the number of seats in the South and Bangkok has been reduced by 3 each. The political parties will have no choice but to make adjustments in accordance with the new boundaries, according to observers. Political analysts say that no parties are gaining an upper hand at this stage, adding that the impact of the gerrymandering would only surface once the exact electoral boundaries are drawn. The number of MPs from each province was published in the Royal Gazette yesterday. Since the number of constituency candidates has been reduced by 25 from 375 in 2011 to 350 based on the new constitution, the decrease in numbers of seats in some areas is just natural attrition. You can wade through the full impact of the gerrymandering if you're interested at thetiger.com. 3 Chinese tourists have been injured after their minivan rear-ended an 18-wheel truck in Shillong yesterday. The incident happened at traffic lights on Chow Fa West Road near the Nakok intersection at about noon. 3 Chinese tourists were taken to Dibuk Hospital in Whitchit. The driver was unscathed. Police are investigating the incident. Up in Pattaya, 20 Chinese citizens were arrested in 2 separate raids and charged with opening websites to deceive their compatriots in China. In the first raid, 6 Chinese men were arrested at a house in the Chombri Mang Lumung district. They were charged with developing and opening a website to deceive Chinese gamblers to make bogus bets. Those 6 were also charged with unlawful entry into the kingdom. In the second raid, police arrested 14 Chinese nationals at a house in the Jomtiem Seaview condominiums. Police also seized 5 computers and 15 mobile phones. Police say about 500,000 yuan, that's about 2.4 million baht, has been lost in bogus bets on the website every day. All the investments, as far as police can see, have disappeared. Authorities in Hua Hin have finally decided who's responsible for installing a shark net at Say Noi Beach. This is the same location where a 54-year-old Norwegian tourist was bitten by an alleged shark back in April this year. The man returned to Norway after amassing hundreds of thousands baht hospital bills. Thai authorities paid some of those bills at the time. Buoys and signs were erected to warn tourists of the danger of a potential shark attack. Now the local municipality is budgeting 400,000 baht for a 300-metre net. It's going to be 50 metres offshore at a depth of 3 metres. The nets are being installed from today and should take about 5 days to install. The Thai government set a goal of getting 1.2 million electric vehicles on the road by 2036. The rising number of registered EVs, the development of locally manufactured EVs, as well as research and development of some EV parts are indications that it could have a major role in Thai society. This from a committee member of the Electric Vehicle Association of Thailand at a panel discussion yesterday. The Future of Electric Vehicles in Thailand discussion says that the number of EVs in use in Thailand was gradually increasing, leading to the continuous growth of infrastructure of charging stations. They say that more stations will boost the confidence for consumers in using EVs. So far, there are 500 charging stations around the country. In 2016, there were just over 80,000 registrations of electric vehicles, but that number surged to 102,000 in 2017. And in every cloud, there's a silver lining. The latest round of US tariff hikes on an additional US $200 billion worth of Chinese goods is expected to help Thai exports, offering opportunities to replace the Chinese products in the US market. This from the Commerce Ministry yesterday. The Director General of the Trade Policy and Strategic Office under the Commerce Ministry says the higher US tariffs on 5,700 Chinese products gives Thailand the potential to export more replacement goods. The US President Donald Trump kicked the trade war with China into high gear on Monday, formally announcing the imposition of tariffs on another $200 billion worth of Chinese goods.